Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, on this Friday, we are going to be talking about wellness, but most importantly, you're going to be giving yourselves an opportunity to gain some tools that will empower you as an individual to know how to stay well, to look forward to being healthy, to being happy and being sassy, but understanding why you as an individual may need certain areas of attention that you wouldn't have given yourself any opportunity to explore. What is this all about today? Well, my guest is Michael Schwartz. We're going to be talking about his absolutely amazing book, A Mind-Body Perspective, Health and Disease Symbology Handbook. And believe me, it's a little bit over an inch thick. And it is so loaded with good information, and it's written in a way that's for the consumer, for we, the lay people, so that we can understand what we're reading. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. It's a privilege and an honor to be here.
You have taken on a task that a lot of people have done a little bit with, but your background is fascinating. You are the president and founder of Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You've been in the natural food industry since 1975, having products that are, in your words, synergistically complete has been very important. You've been involved as a nutritional counselor. You're a teacher of naturopathic programs. Michael, how did this journey begin for you? What was it that made you decide you were going to walk this very difficult path? Because it has been difficult for naturopathic personnel, physicians.
Yes it has.
Very, very hard. Now it's coming around where they're being respected. But what in the world made you decide to do this?
Well, you know, I think that spirit moves us. I don't know that we have choices on some level. My being where I'm at in life at this point really was a matter of circumstances. You know, I was vegetarian, living a vegetarian lifestyle. I had to change jobs. I ended up in the health food industry. And it's like, you know, once you embark upon a new path, certain things come into your vision, certain vistas are opened up to you. And naturopathy and the whole world of healing nutritionally opened up to me beyond my diet of being a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And that assimilation of that knowledge over the next 30-some years really has brought me to a very interesting place in time. And so, you know, the motivation was really seeking to be more in tune with myself, I guess, to be more in harmony with my lifestyle.
There is quite a bit of controversy when it comes to the naturopathic perspective. There are so many things due to technology that we're beginning to understand that naturopaths and homeopathic individuals had understood a long time ago. Being able to put together synergistically compatible products, those are words that you like to use. What is that? When you say that, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying from a mathematical perspective, 2 + 2 = 5.
Okay, all right. You got to explain that one.
When you take these components individually, they have a certain, let's say, energetic, vibratory effect upon the body. When you combine them with other nutrients that help facilitate that vibration or amplify that vibration, you end up getting more than just the two separate energies. You get a third energy that is beyond the original two. so that when I would do my formulas in terms of supplements, I sought to potentiate each ingredient with an herb so that overall I addressed the entire issue that I felt needed to be addressed from a nutritional herbal point of view.
Give us an example.
Well, for instance, arthritis. Now, most people with arthritis are clinically potassium and histidine deficient. They also have inflammation. They have high uric acid in their bloodstream. So let's go back to the potassium and histidine. And histidine is an amino acid that's derived from protein, so we can put that back in. We know there's inflammation, so B6, along with herbs like uva ursa, hydrangea, parsley, watermelon seed, these are diuretic herbs. So those will help, along with the B6 and the potassium, help the body get rid of the excess fluid. Then throw in some anise and or fennel, and that helps the body get rid of the uric acid. And then, you know, you can go back to the traditional herbal treatments for arthritis, which are alfalfa, yucca, devil's claw. So by when you pull them all together, you get a product that addresses so many different aspects of the condition that you're actually nourishing the body to bring it back to balance and harmony, while at the same time alleviating some of the symptoms and aspects of the disease.
Michael, with what you have done, and that's the basis of what we're going to be discussing in just a moment regarding your book, Disease and Symbology, have you been able to do studies on your combinations of formulas and have been able to document, for example, if someone wanted to do something, and would you ask them to do some blood tests to find out certain things? How do people know how to work with it?
Well, that's an excellent question, Donna. I think first and foremost, my products are boldly labeled very clearly so that they are factors, joint mobility factors, blood pressure factors, cholesterol metabolism factors. And what I mean by that is that these are the factors that the body uses, nutritional factors derived from food, that the body uses to maintain balance and harmony. And I seek to lead people down that path. Think about nurturing your body. Your body's own divine intelligence will bring it back to balance and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So stop trying to treat the disease with chemicals that end up creating side effects that could be more damaging than the disease. Think about nurturing the body and bring the body back to balance and harmony. You'll end up achieving a much better result at a less cost than doing drugs on a forever basis.
Well, I think when we can look at the body as a phenomenal living machine, and that every cell has its own intelligence, and when you work on a cellular basis to bring that harmony and balance out, it really makes a difference. I had someone say to me just yesterday, gee whiz, I don't feel like I'm ill, so why do I want to take an attitude of, you know, spending money for supplements or whatever if I don't need them? And I said, well, it's sort of like the ounce of prevention.
Absolutely.
You want to take a positioning of empowering the body at a cellular level to maintain its wellness. It's like taking an automobile, running it on regular, and then deciding you're going to go to sugar water. It doesn't work.
I don't. You make some wonderful points, Donna, and I want to go back to what you had said earlier as well. It's interesting on one level. First, let me address this. It's interesting on one level that people think that they're healthy when indeed they're not. As a country, we spend more on health care than any other country in the world, and we are the 18th sickest nation in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That aside, that's number one. Number two, just because you don't think you're sick today does not mean that your body, which is currently going through a billion transactions, there's going to be malformation of cells, which speeds up the aging process, sets the stage for disease, and ultimately cancer. You don't know what's going on. If you're not in A1 shape, that damage is already in motion. And it may take, when you get to a billion cells, all of a sudden you've got an ache and a pain, because consider the fact that you've got 50 trillion cells in your body. So you get to a billion, now you got a problem, and here was this woman thinking all along that she was in good health, and now she's got this major issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, the whole thing about taking things prophylactically is ideal, but most people don't think in terms of prevention. They wait until they have to deal with something, and usually by then, and then they don't seek nutrition because they've been persuaded by the media that it doesn't work, which is absurd. I mean, I, as a company, you asked me, you know, how do I prove my formulas? One, they all evolved out of my years of doing nutritional counseling. Two, I'm in business for myself under my own name for the last 24 years without a lot of advertising and marketing. You know, there's an old cliche, it says you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool everybody all the time.
Right.
And I do fundamentally what I tell retailers is I'm more of a therapeutic company than I am a commercial company. I have products that are designed to nurture the body, not philosophically, but truly nutritionally. And if my products didn't work, Donna, you and I both know I wouldn't be here for 24 years if they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Your book I found extremely interesting because you have the mind-body-spirit connection, which I really like. I know how very much it all works together. And you go right from the very beginning about that. You talk about the universal, you know, basis. And your one sentence that you have, you say the human propensity for seeing things from one's own perspective as filtered through a personal belief system created and shaded by subconscious constructs, make right a relative term. And that really pushed my mental buttons, because we all have our filters. We
yes,
all
we do.
Have come up through different environments, different traditions, different cultural, systematic forms of thinking. So to break those paradigms, and some of them may be good and some of them may not be good, but to question and to ask what works for one's wellness really takes a willingness to be able to investigate, to question.
Yes.
And that's not always easy to do. And you talk about how we're co-creators of everything around us and we draw a lot of various conditions to us. And that's true. I know from personal experience that some of the major things that happened to me physiologically came about because I was in some very dark emotional spaces. And for me, emotionally, they were just tearing me up, and so eventually my body just said, excuse me, but I can't handle this anymore. That mind-body-spirit connection is a very significant one. The Arabs knew this thousands of years ago. Why has it taken us for so long to wake up to this?
Well, we've been taught to externalize everything. We've been taught that health and disease are separate from our spirit and our emotions, which is one, and we've been taught to externalize everything. As opposed to, you know, what was taught. And what was taught is know yourself. That truth will set you free. Free from disease, from disharmony, from imbalance. It all comes down to knowing the self. And we have a society that has really frowned upon that and has set up all kinds of vehicles to dissuade you from looking within, but to become codependent on external sources for your answers. So, you know, it's a very difficult thing for people to do, is to go within, yet that's where all of the answers are. That's where the true keys to healing, not only your physical self, but your emotional self and your spiritual self, which will help you not only in your social self, but also in the physical, when I say material, you can take another aspect of the material self and say, that part of you that's out in the world earning a living and being creative and being expressive, if you understood yourself and would and drew on that internal strength and power, imagine how much more you could do and be, and from a position of strength in excellent health.
Let's talk about the symbology of the body. I am going to just sort of run through a few things here because you have so much good detail. You talk about the right and left side of the body, the male-female aspect. You talk about the head, the hair, eyes, mouth, the tongue, ear, beard, face, neck, trunk, and you have an association. The head is the spiritual, hair is strength, eyes are perception, mouth is communication, material consumption, tongue, defenses, discernment, ears, defenses, discernment, beard, image, defenses, face, image, neck, balance, communication, trunk, material, plane. Now, you've broken it down. Of course, in your book, you have so much more detail. You go into so many different aspects of different things. Let's talk about the neck. In today's world, this is a section of the body that people will have headaches. Their stress goes right there. They're working on computers for hours a day. They're driving. Let's talk about the neck. Give us some perspectives on that.
Well, first you have to identify who the pain in the neck is or what the pain in the neck is. And that's going to be an external energy, a something or somebody, number one. Number two, anytime there's a neck issue, it implies that there is an imbalance from the spiritual and the material. Being the reason the head is considered the spiritual is because you do all of your thinking there. The body is the material because that's where you do all of your digesting, your consuming for material sustenance, and that's where it's distributed throughout your body so that your trunk is what really supports you from a different point of view, from being in the material plane. One of the things, there are two things located in the neck that are noteworthy. Three, your parathyroid, your thyroid, and your voice box. Obviously, if you have laryngitis, there's an inability to communicate, an inability to express yourself about something you're going through. You want to say it, but you really can't. You don't feel you have the right, the authority, whatever. Parathyroid helps regulate calcium, calcium being symbolic of strength. You know, if you have concepts that you're a weak person, you don't really have the strength, you can't draw on the strength, then obviously you can see where that would become a problem. The thyroid gland itself helps regulate the metabolism. So if you have a low thyroid, a slow thyroid, questions come up of, you know, what are you lethargic about and why are you lethargic? Do you not feel that you have the wherewithal that it requires to do whatever it is that you're confronting? Because the reality is, and a universal teaching is that you're never placed in a situation you cannot master. So anything that goes on with the neck, you know, we're looking at imbalance, we're looking, and by the way, every disease and condition is the result of conflict. And the conflict is between those subconscious expectations of who the person thinks they're supposed to be versus the conscious desire of who they may want to be. So that, you know, then we'll go back to laryngitis. Here's somebody who wants to express themselves. They want to be a teacher. They want to be an educator. They want to be a spokesperson. But they grew up in a house that children should be seen and not heard. They're not formally educated in their particular area. They may not, you know, have the respect or of man. They don't have the man-made authority, not to mention the fact that they themselves do not feel that they have the right, et cetera, et cetera. So you can begin to see how all of those energies would end up affecting the voice box and creating laryngitis and an issue in the neck where there's an imbalance brought about by doubt and fear, as well as conflict between conscious and subconscious desire.
I feel it's so important because of the mind-body-spirit connection that when we are looking at something that's going awry in the body, that we don't take a positioning of condemning ourselves, but try to ask ourselves the right questions. when someone is going through changes, I think of one woman that I know that has fibromyalgia. This woman has had illnesses, just unbelievable illnesses, high toxicity in her body. She has suffered terribly. I know something of her background. I know that there's a tremendous emotional base there. She's tried to work with that. But there is also a factor that she has exposed herself to some very serious toxic chemicals. In fact, I found that she had exposure to these in her home. And I was astonished knowing what she's gone through. So when you are working with someone, when you're interacting with someone, Michael,
mm-hmm.
the questions that you ask, there many times people are doing things and they're just not thinking. And that doesn't seem possible, but it's like this woman that I know that is around toxic chemicals that produce fumes, that any time she would lift the lid on the supposed safe container, she's inhaling that, and she is bringing that toxicity into her system.
Yep.
And to try to reach her, and she'll say, oh, well, that's fine, it's in a safe place, but she doesn't get it. When someone's trying to figure out what to do with themselves, how thorough can you be with your questioning?
Well, for me, I think it's a lot easier than most practitioners because I have developed the ability to have eyes that see and ears that hear because of the symbology.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it allows me to form my conversation utilizing words that, one, will not raise defenses, will not make the person feel that they're being attacked. And once I can establish that, then it's easier to get receptivity on their part. Then it's a matter of showing them, even though there's this, this is the outcome. This is what's happening, and here's the entire process. Now, consider the fact that this person, and I'll talk specifically about this woman, who feels completely overwhelmed by life, lacks inspiration to no end. Everything is a drudgery. Everything. And one of the ways that she keeps herself debilitated is by having access to the chemicals. You would even say that the chemicals are essential to her ill feelings so that she can perpetuate that particular concept that she doesn't have the wherewithal to change her life.
Very good perspective. And yet this person continues to go through these situations
over and over again. Here's the deal with that, Donna, and I don't know if you got to the part, I don't know how much you read, but if you read about patterns of behavior, all patterns of behavior are designed to complete and fulfill the expectation that the individual has about themselves at a subconscious level. Because things will come up. You will see things and you will hear things and they will stimulate a particular concept. Once that concept within the subconscious is stimulated, then the person finds the appropriate pattern of behavior to implement in order to achieve the desired end result, which in her case is feeling terrible and debilitated, which furthers the fibromyalgia, which is a disease of toxicity, if you will. And I can't do anything because I can't get it together, I don't feel good, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And those are what I call setups. And people set themselves up in order to fulfill those subconscious expectations.
Well, I know that this your soul says, I don't like being sick, I hate it. It's very, very difficult for her, though, to be able to hear, to be able to listen.
Yes.
And yet I see, and it's not the fact that you want to manipulate this person, it's because you want them to know the joy of good health. You want them to be well. And you know that they have really suffered a great deal. It's a fascinating patterning that sometimes we can get ourselves into. And you go into a number of, you've got a number of sections in your book, the physical manifestation, how it can be turned around, how it can be cured. You go into nutrition. You go into each and every aspect of the various organs. This is something that took a long time for you to put together, Michael. You have been in for 30 years working in the area of nutrition and naturopathic manners of being able to keep someone in balance. You address everything from A to Z, which I think is just amazing that you were able to do that. For you, this is a major accomplishment. What are you really wanting people to get out of this? How would you want people to use this health and disease symbology handbook?
First and foremost, to heal themselves. Secondly, to be able to be a living example to others that it can be done. And even to, and I guess those are the two most important things. And then the third would be to help them help others understand the truth of what their ailment is, what nutrients are good for them. And you know, we cannot, you know, there's a couple of cliches that come to mind, and they may even be universal teachings. You can't lead a horse, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with people, I've always told people, if it doesn't come from the within, there's not a thing you can do. You can beat your head against the wall, they're not going to listen to you until they themselves are motivated from within. And sometimes it has to be that the fear becomes a motivating factor, because you can turn the flip side to fear is courage. And if people could develop the courage to go within, you know, there's a, you know, Jesus said, you know, go within, ask, and you know, you will receive. Well, you got to ask yourself, why am I in this situation? And don't be afraid of the answer, because eventually you'll, you know, yes, you'll be, you know, troubled a little bit. But once you get past that, and once you have the insights and the understandings, oh my gosh, the things you can do with your life are incredible. And that was my goal with the book, was to provide people with understanding. Here's how you can become truly an independent person, truly become the master and captain of your own ship, and truly turn your life around, not with empty promises, but with methods and techniques that will work and last. So it's not a flash in the pan and I got it together. You know, the secret is keeping it together. That's the real secret.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have the intent doesn't mean anything. You have to maintain the control and the awareness, and that's what the symbology aspect helps you do. It gives you eyes to see and ears to hear.
Michael, what is your website that people can utilize?
For the book, and there's some helpful information there, it's Inner Health Books, one word, and that's INNER, innerhealthbooks.com. And for nutritional, to learn, you know, how the body works and that kind of stuff, for straight nutrition, without looking at it from a symbolic perspective or a metaphysical perspective, they can go to michaelshealth.com, and that's my naturopathic vitamin company.
Okay, and that's Michael's with an S on it.
Yes, no apostrophe, michaelshealth.com, innerhealthbooks.com.
Wonderful. And, Michael, we have a little bit of time left here. What, about a minute. What would you like to leave in the way of insight for my listeners today as we close out our chat?
Spirit God is always talking to you. Always. Always seeking to help you stay on that narrow path that leads to the straight gate, so that you can really manifest your power, enjoy joy, and be a living light for all to see. Get healthy. Wake up. We are embarking on a time of change. It begins within the self. Nurture yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, socially, become a whole, complete person, and we'll all make incredible changes.
Michael Schwartz has been my guest today. His wonderful book, A Mind-Body Perspective, Health and Disease Symbology Handbook. You can go to his website, innerhealthbooks.com or michaelshealth.com. Michael Schwartz, thanks so much for being my guest today. It's been a delight having you.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. Lots of good things to share with you today. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious foods? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open. That's right. You can call in and chat with me if you so desire. If you're a first-time listener, I'm so delighted you've been able to join us. All you need to do, if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, is give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. All three of those lines are open and available at this time. When you call in, again, remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Let me tell you what I perceive, and then after that, hey, you'll be able to ask me about anything you like. Animal, vegetable, mineral, doesn't make any difference. I want to be sure and tell you now what we've got lined up for next week, because we have got some really special people. On Monday, a 78-year-old young woman by the name of Sharon Seitz Adams. She has accomplished something I don't know I would have had the courage to do. She sailed across the Atlantic at a time when there wasn't anything close to what we have available today. How about just using a sextant? She, by herself, was known as the Pacific Lady, and she travels around the country speaking and sharing her story, and she's just come out with a book. She's the first woman to sail solo across the world's largest ocean. So we are going to be talking with Sharon on Monday. Then on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the Tao of Now, Josh Barron. Oh, this is just such a wonderful publication. It has so much wisdom in it, and I know you will enjoy him. Bruce Howard, Charting the Course, Business. Let's talk about the business of life, the business of living, and we are really going to have some interesting conversations about that. On Thursday the 20th, we may have a surprise guest, so we are just going to leave that open for right now. And then one of my favorite people, Leo Pearlstein. Oh, this man, he's just got so many wonderful stories. He's been in public relations for years. He's known big stars like Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, just about anybody and everybody in show business. But this guy is in the business of food, so we're going to be talking turkey. Yes, it's a week before Thanksgiving, and we are definitely going to be talking about the big bird and various things that you can do. So we have just a lot of wonderful things we're going to be sharing with you. Don't forget, you can go into my website, to my newsletter section, and the calendar section, and you can find who's going to be coming up on the show, also what's going to be going on, perhaps with my traveling agenda, etc. But more than that, you'll be able to come into BBS Radio also and look up who's coming up on the itinerary for guests. So be sure to tell your friends and just keep up to date with that because you'll know what is going on. And by the way, I'm enjoying your stories that you're sending to me, so do keep it up and know that when I can, I will be getting to it. Again, if you want to give me a call today, the telephone number is 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Abigail Williams has written a poem that I really think is so appropriate for this time of the year. She says, when all my favorite things perfume the air with memories, a turkey with all the fixings and pies rich with spice, filling my heart with joy overflowing, Thanksgiving must be near. And that is the truth. It definitely is. Now, I have a wonderful recipe that I want to share with you today. So get that pad of paper and pen handy. I'm going to give you a recipe for a cranberry salad. That cranberry is something that always goes well with poultry. But this was a salad when I thought, I said, gee, it reminds me of something that I had a long time ago, and it's so good. Really easy to fix, and if you're going to be doing what I'm going to be doing on Thanksgiving, and that's visiting with people, and you're being asked to bring something that everybody will enjoy partaking of, this might be a dish that you would like to take along. So if you've got that pad of paper handy and a pen, let me give it to you. This is from a woman by the name of Tricia, and Tricia has this. She said it's her favorite. It came from her sister's husband's family. Mm-hmm. And she said it's a nice change from your standard cranberry sauce. You know, we're so fortunate today. When you think back, it wasn't all that long ago that if people had cranberry sauce, that was really a big deal because it was typically just served, at least when I was growing up, at Thanksgiving and or Christmas. Because many people, turkey is part of what their menu is at Christmas as well. It's just become a very traditional holiday meat on Thanksgiving and Christmas. So here's the recipe. Really easy. You need a can, an 8-ounce can, of crushed pineapple in juice. You want to drain it, but you want to save the juice. So you need a 1 8-ounce can of crushed pineapple in juice, drained, juice reserved on the side. Then you're going to need 2 packages of flavored gelatin, that's a 3-ounce packages, such as lemon or strawberry. Either one will be fine. 2 packages of those. 1 cup of ginger ale. 1 cup of ginger ale, and that's regular ginger ale. 1 can of whole cranberry sauce. 1 can, a 16-ounce can of whole cranberry sauce. You're going to need a package, an 8-ounce package of cream cheese, and you want to make sure that that's at room temperature. And you need 1 envelope, that's a 1.3-ounce envelope of whipped topping mix. And you just buy that at your grocery store and just pull out one of the envelopes. Usually they have 3 or 4 of them in a box. Then you need 1/2 cup of low-fat 1% milk. 1/2 cup of low-fat 1% milk. Then you need 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1/2 cup of toasted pecan pieces chopped. And to toast them, all you do is put them in the oven. Or you could, if you've got a heavy, heavy skillet. I've got a cast iron skillet. You just turn the heat on under the skillet, about medium, medium high, and then just put your raw nuts in there, and you can toast them. It just tastes wonderful. You'll be able to smell it when it's getting nice and toasty. So you can do those yourself. 2 tablespoons of toasted coconut, optional. And the toasted coconut, well, that's easy enough to fix. You can have an oven at about 375 degrees and put it in on parchment paper, and you'll find that coconut just toasts up so pretty and golden. You do have to keep your eye on it, though. So that's the ingredients, or those are the ingredients, I should say. So here are the directions. You want to add enough water to the reserved pineapple juice to equal 1 cup. And then in a pot over medium-high heat, you bring your juice mixture to a boil. When it started to boil, you then take that juice and transferring it into a medium bowl, you stir in the gelatin until the gelatin is totally dissolved. And you really stir until it is dissolved. Then what you do, you refrigerate that gelatin until it's cool but not set. And in your refrigerator, it would take maybe 20, 25 minutes, maybe 30, depending on how much you have in your refrigerator and the temperature of your refrigerator. But it's, you don't want it set. You want it just about at that condition. Then you want to stir in your ginger ale. You want to stir in the ginger ale. And then you refrigerate it until it's thickened and partially set. Let it sit in there for about an hour. Then you stir in your cranberry sauce and your crushed pineapple. What you do then, if you have a 1-quart mold or if you have a 1-quart bowl, whatever you want to use, you pour all of the mixture into that mold or that bowl, and then you refrigerate it until it's firm, at least 8 hours. Better yet, it's good if you just leave it in there overnight. So this is something you can fix a day ahead. And then when you're ready to serve, you take that cream cheese that's been at room temperature, and you beat it until it's nice and fluffy. That'll take you about a minute. And then in a large bowl, you want to prepare your topping mix with your milk and vanilla, according to the directions on the package, and then gently fold in the cream cheese. And when you unmold your salad onto your serving platter, you fill the center of the top with your mixture that you've got with the cream cheese and the milk, etc., and then you can garnish it with pecans and, if desired, toasted coconut. And what really makes this so pretty, too, is if on your platter, maybe you have some fresh lettuce leaves, or if you wanted to grate some lettuce, or you have, you know, if you find something that's really got a nice curl to the leaf, put that underneath, or put it on the platter first, and then invert your mold over it, and it just makes such a beautiful, beautiful platter. And it's good to have something like a grated lettuce or shredded lettuce on the bottom, because that way that will sometimes help the moisture that comes from having gelatin sitting out that will condense on the bottom of the pan, or the plate, excuse me, then that helps to absorb that moisture. But anyway, it's festive, it's delicious, it's got a nice tang to it, and you won't have any left by the time everybody gets finished scarfing it up, and it'll just go perfectly with really just about any kind of meat. It'd be delicious with pork, but on Thanksgiving, typically the tradition is having the big bird, the turkey bird. So this is a nice complement to that. And it's something that perhaps is a little bit different than what you've fixed before. Well, this is Donna Sebo, and I want to remind you, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 and also 530-876-3222. Boy, I just was visiting someone a short time before I started the show, and one of the comments that came out of this person's mouth was, it's so tough financially. They are really concerned about work, and they said, you know, in this economy, so many things are changing. You really get to be very concerned. I'd love to be able to do a certain job or be in a certain environment. And I found out that this person had gone through tremendous difficulty with the family. And when I come back, I want to share a little bit of their story with you, and then also give you a few suggestions that some people have come up with about working with money, if you're in need of loans, if there's various conditions that you go through. Well, these few things that were shared with me, perhaps they'll help you a little bit too. So, again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Oh, for those of you in the Tacoma, Washington area, on December 13th, I'm going to be doing a special appearance at the Dippin' Festival, so we'll be talking about that in a few weeks. This is Donna Sebo. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robert Lee Camp, the host of the
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and 530-876-3222. Before I start talking about money, I wanted to just share with you something that Amy Henderson had sent. She said, while at the bakery with my 4-year-old son, Gage, I bought him a huge chocolate chip cookie. And I proceeded to give him instructions. I said, now, Gage, you can eat half of it now. And she was putting him in the car, buckling him up. And you can just imagine him with a huge cookie in each hand, holding on to it for all he's worth. And she said, now, Gage, I want you to save half of it for after dinner. But guess what happened by the time I got home? Oh, I know you already figured it out. The whole cookie was gone. And, of course, Amy was looking at her son and saying, Gage, weren't you listening to me? And he said, oh, Mommy, I was listening, but I guess my mouth and my belly weren't. How many of us as adults do the same thing? Our mouth and our bellies don't listen. Yes, that's why we have to go on diets so often, or we have to cut back, because the bellies expand, especially when we've got nice cookies. Okay, let's talk about money a little bit. A lot of people have various situations that are causing them concern. They don't know what their options are. Maybe they have, like a couple, Julie and her husband, Ron, who went into business, and then in their environment, it just didn't work. The economy, 4 months after they opened their business, just wasn't even covering expenses. And so they said, everybody loved what we were doing, but nobody was coming in and buying. And it was just something we had to leave behind, because we could see the handwriting on the wall. And what was that handwriting telling us? We were going to be in a real, real financial mess. Well, they had taken out loans for their business, which is very normal. And that was about $150,000. And they had a monthly payment of $5,000 that had to go against that loan. And remember, when they went into this, this was all straightforward, and they figured they could handle all of this. They'd done all their homework, knew all their numbers, but life happens sometimes. So what this couple decided is that they really wanted to get out of this business. So what they did, they liquidated the stock portfolio that they had, and they still needed to borrow, you know, a substantial sum against the husband's 401k. And the couple, after they did this, said that they are having to deal with the consequences of the decision they made, because with 25 years before retirement, they had started a more aggressive savings plan, and they abandoned the idea of buying a vacation home. They said, "We had it in our heads that it was unacceptable to borrow against our future, but in the end, it was less stressful to take the money out of the 401k and to try to make that huge monthly payment." And I think that they made a very good choice. And the reason being is that when you are looking at the compounding interest, and there's all, you always have to talk to a CPA to find out the best way to handle something like this, because maybe you break it up or maybe you do it all in one fell swoop. But the amount of losses that they were incurring in their business, also with the stress that they were going to go through, the peace of mind that they had just in taking care of things and handling it in the best way possible enabled them to move forward. All of us can be hit with various things. And as I mentioned a moment ago, I was talking with a young woman whose father had become quite ill, and she was his caretaker. She, for one solid year, her father had no medical insurance, and he had no insurance for anything, no life insurance, nothing. She and her family took in her dad, took care of him. He passed away a year ago, Thanksgiving. But all of those costs, all of those expenses, plus paying for the funeral, totally depleted her entire reserve. And she said, "I can't tell you, Donna, how devastating that was to me, because I've always been very practical. I've always taken care of everything." But she said, "Now that my dad's been gone a year, we're finally beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're starting to put money back into reserve. And they're working with a plan." The most important thing to remember is when you're dealing with issues of money, remember it's money. Look at what's going on around you. Look at what is evolving. Look at where it is you want to be. And understand that you can take care of those debts. There are ways of managing it where you can be able to see your way clear. Maybe it'll mean borrowing something from a family member, borrowing some money. But there are lots of options available to you. You can always start again and start rebuilding. The key is to remember, don't get stuck in thinking that everything's going nowhere fast and you'll never have a chance to recoup. Because if you get locked into that kind of thinking and you get locked into the doomsday attitude regarding money, it's going to cost you big time on so many levels. Life happens sometimes. Economies can go haywire. But remember, the greatest asset you have is yourself. And this young woman I was just chatting about, with the fact that her father passed away, the financial deprivation everybody in her family went through, she even had to ship the father's body to another state because of the fact that there was a family burial facility in that state, and that's what needed to be done. So here are all of these costs. And she said, "It's very, very hard to look at that, but I have to make the choice, and the family as a whole decided to make those choices, and their life is coming together beautifully." And do you know, now this young lady's going to be ending up making more money than she had ever thought possible, because she decided she was going to go into business for herself, and she is providing services to people, and the word is getting out about what she does and how she does it and her efficiency, and it's going to reward her many times over. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And what is fate? It's what you do with the now. Don't ever feel like you do not have options. You do. But if you need help, ask. Don't be afraid to reach out to life, because there's a whole lot of people out there that would be delighted to shake your hand and help you get through what you need to get through. This is Donna Sebo. Have a fabulous weekend. We're out of time. And again, just be sure you're with us to travel across the Atlantic with a woman that's 78 years young on Monday. I look forward to having you join me. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.